The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. 142 finance made easy with Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
And a lot of good wishes and congratulations to RTE for their coverage of the World Cup that's coming in. Although Norman isn't a fan, he says, "Hi John, I don't know which is worse, the Garth Brooks debacle or the World Cup roll on the winter." Now, a new short Dublin film has been selected to be screened at this weekend's Galway Film Fla. It was produced by Kieran O'Connor from TV production company New Decade and features a man called Chris Devoy. Chris is one of Dublin's characters, a man who runs shirtless all over the city through sun, hail, rain or snow. And I caught up with him as he was running through Herbert Park down the road earlier in the week.
My name is Christopher Devoy from 8 Leafrichelle House down at Hall Street Hospital there.
And tell us about yourself, Chris.
Well, I never married, you know. Always getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning, do a bit of walk around the flats, help out. Do a bit of running outside, Dundrum, Kilmore, Leopardstown, all over the place. Even the bushmen all know me who we are, and you're not running today.
You're also someone who, when they're running, you are topless.
Yeah.
Why?
That's it, they all know me on the bus, they say, yeah. Oh, yeah, what a body you have on you, what age you and all, you know.
So it doesn't matter what the weather is, No. You're going
to
run
if
topless.
If it's really cold, I have to wear my gloves because my fingers go stagnated, they're yellow, you know.
Right.
And you can't open the door with your fingers, you know.
Yes. What age are you, Chris?
66.
Oh, you're just 66.
1948. Just turned 66 there in May.
Are you not cold, Chris?
No.
I'm just looking at you now. All you have is trainers on and shorts.
Yeah.
I'm here with my jacket and my shorts. And it's a bit cold.
No, once you get started running, like you keep going, like, you know.
And how many years have you been running, Chris?
About 18 to 20 years, like. And I do it mostly 2 or 3 times a week, like, you know.
And have you worked at all over the years?
I worked there one time down the Pigeonhouse Road. Usually Tech has its coal place. But it's a scrapyard now. And they've moved over to the East Wall Road. I was there for 9 years, like.
And tell us where you run. Take us on a route that you take regularly in Dublin.
Well, I go up Anglesey Road there, up past Donnybrook Bus Garage, up Beaver Row, up into Clunsky Road, then Bud Avenue, up past the asylum there in Dundrum, past the shopping centre, the steep hill top of the ghost town, back down where the old ESB social club used to be, and back down the way of Mother Cumming, like, you know.
And do you stop and talk to people along the way, or do you keep running?
I just keep running, like, you know. Facing the traffic coming towards you. Then I go where Green Hills Road and Talla, down with the Cuckoo's Nest, into Walkinstown. That's a 2.25-hour run for me.
And are there people shouting and roaring at you?
I do be beeping and all sometimes, you know, in the cars.
Do you just do it to keep fit?
I just kidding. It's just, say, if you went out drinking, like, you know, you're addicted to running, like, some people like to drink. But I'd have another drink, like a wicker or that, but it's mostly lemonade. That's there, like, a fiver ago.
And tell me, you don't smoke?
No.
And what do you eat now? Because you're a very fit-looking man for 66.
I don't eat any fruit at all, whatsoever. No bananas or anything like that. Just boiled eggs, boiled potato, the odd beef burger. But when you're going out running, you have to just go out. Don't take anything beforehand, like, because you'll only just throw it up.
And do you cook?
I could boil an egg and that, like, you know.
That's all you need, is it? Yeah.
Just look around and just concentrate and running, like, you know, where you don't trip. Usually, if I shove my foot, I usually fall. I just scrape my knees and all. That's still there, like, for ages.
And tell me, do you have a wife?
No, I'm not married.
You're single?
But yeah, you want to keep a close eye on your wallet. I never went out to this until the man took me out. That Brent Janocki, as they call him, my agent, and he brought you up to the 4 hours to do singing and all, like, you know. At first, I was crap, you know. He introduced me to out in the pub. Like, I used to always stay in the house. He got me all the club and all, like, to dress me up.
For the 4 hours, is it?
Yeah.
And what do you do in the 4 hours?
You sing there, like, you know. I do a bit of dancing around the floor. For Sunday and Monday, for karaoke.
You like the karaoke?
Oh, yeah. When you go up fourth, like, you probably get afraid that I don't want to get up and sing, like, you know. But somebody can't sing Celine Dion, they'll say, oh, no, not that song.
Right. So what song do you sing in karaoke?
The Unchained Melody, or the Little Old One Drink on Me. I'd swear the Dean Martin one, just Little Old One Drink on Me. It's not, I don't know the whole of it, like, you'd know more than me.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm praying for rain in California, where the grass can grow and they can make more wine. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her. Or in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same. I lost the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And he asked, who's the fool in the corner crying? I said, little old wine drinker of me.
Well done. That's great. You have a great singing voice. It's starting to rain now. There's not a bother on you.
No.
I'm getting drenched here. It's bouncing off you. This is getting too wet here. We'll run out with you. Here, I feel guilty.
Can you get the slippers out of your leg?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now, here, I'll just take off my jacket, my shirt. Ah, should not bother at all. Wouldn't feel it at all. Run on top of us to a Harbour Park. Yes, that's Chris Devoy, Running Man, and his life and times will feature in one of the films that will be shown at the Galway Film Fla this weekend, a great weekend for film buffs. And if you're not going to Galway, you can go to Trinity College here in Dublin, because the World War Roadshow takes place. It's a day of events including pop-up talks, cookery demonstrations, theatre, music, valuations and genealogy. Check out rte.ie/World War I for the full programme. It starts at 10 in the morning. Hope to see you there.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.